And we're back. And we have the people from the Spotty Dog Film Festival here, which is really exciting because I don't know very much about this. And so I'm going to let these gentlemen introduce themselves and tell us all about the Spotty Dog Film Festival. Okay.
Hi, my name is Alan Kuhn. I'm co-owner of the Spotty Dog.
I'm Slink Moss, a longtime contributor of the Spotty Dog International Occasional Film Festival.
Someone left a little sound machine in the studio, and that's really dangerous. So anyway, Alan, tell us all about the Spotty Dog Film Festival. I'm so excited.
Okay, great. Spotty Dog is in its 12th year. We opened in 2005 in Hudson. We sell books, art supplies, gifts, and beer and wine. And about 2007, this is probably our 10th year on and off, we decided to start a short film festival. So the full name is the Spotty Dog Occasional International Short Film Festival. So what we do is we have a one-night-only film festival. We show short films, videos, or collages, things like that. And we have a program with everyone's work in it, and it's usually a great event. It gets a little bigger every year. We have some of the same contributors each year who do new work. And we're currently taking submissions and having our last-ditch call for entries. So up until next week, you can submit any film under 10 minutes that you've made, you know, 1 or 2 years old, recent work is preferred, to Spotty Dog Film Festival. That is spottydogfilmfestival@gmail.com. You can send us a link to your entries. And I'd say there are no prizes or, you know, no Palme d'Or for the best. It's just a celebration of short films and the talented people around here who make them. One of which is here with us today. The film festival is on October 8th, Sunday, October 8th, 2017 at 7 p.m. And usually goes for a couple hours. So even if you didn't make anything, you should come down, and space is limited. It fills up fast.
And where is it? It's at the Spotty Dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a performance space, which Slink has performed in as well, where we move the bookshelves out and put in chairs and project directly on a screen, and it's a great event.
Okay.
Slink, you've
been
doing this.
Can I reserve a spot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Send us your submission to the link. I can't guarantee you'll get in, but we'll take a look.
No. I mean, to be there.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a film to...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Just come early.
Okay.
So, Slink, I think for the past 10 years or so, on and off, because some years we didn't do it, other years we have, so that's why we call it occasional. I think you've submitted things pretty regularly. I remember a lot of them.
Almost every year, but the thing about it is it's an occasional film festival, so I occasionally will not be submitting. But this year I have a film that I made with my production company called Listless Chimp Productions about a loser, and the movie is called Low Life, and it was filmed in Chicago at the Dunes in northern Indiana.
Okay.
The thing about the Spotty Dog Film Festival, occasional film festival, is it brings out the very, very best, the best work that people have. And it's just an amazing variety of, you know, people from Hudson who are here just sharing the best of what they have.
I would add that we have films from artists, films and videos from professional filmmakers, and projects from, I think last year we had a 12-year-old who entered something, a stop-motion piece that was terrific. And so in the first half we have all the family-friendly stuff, second half we have the adult stuff, and so there were a lot of kids in the audience for the first half because people thought stuff up and submitted them. It's a terrific event.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I used to be on the board of Cine, which gives awards down in D.C., and for the last few years I've judged the student films, and last year I judged a film and I thought it was really magnificent. And then I looked at the bio of the filmmaker and he was 15. And I sort of went, oh my goodness. So I think that's tremendous.
Yeah, and with the availability of and portability of technology now, I have a 6 and 8 year old daughter, and they're making stop motion movies with their toys and action figures that I never could have done when I was a kid. I don't think any of us. So it's a pretty exciting time
mm-hmm.
to be a kid.
So yes, well, it's a pretty exciting time to be alive.
When isn't? Yeah.
Yeah. And tell me when. And how did this all come about?
I was working just for fun, doing some short videos, and I realized others around town were doing it. And there are film festivals where the entry bar is very high. You need to know somebody, you need to be in the business, and we wanted to create a festival where the entry bar was extremely low, that you could step over, where it was lightly curated, where... people could pretty much make anything. You didn't have to know anyone. You didn't have to be a certain age. You didn't have to be in any kind of business. And we wanted to see what would happen. And the first one we had, I believe it was upstairs. And we had a sprinkling of people who wanted to know what was going on, and it was absolutely wonderful. And we just thought we have to keep doing this.
When is it again, Alan?
It is Sunday, October 8th. At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m., okay.
Yeah, and anyone who's listening, if you have friends or any contacts who do make short films, we are eagerly taking submissions in the coming week, so please send us what you have.
I've got mine right here, Alan.
SpottyDogFilmFestival@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And can they submit a link, or do they have to mail you a DVD?
We prefer a link. Some people send us stuff that's like 5 gigabytes, and it's hard to put on a hard drive. So we usually run them from links in succession, and we kind of put them together. So a link for now is the best way to do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Great, great. Slink, what else do you do besides make films?
An hour?
Everything?
I'm a full-time filmmaker right now.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Wow, perfect.
And, you know, it's going great. I'm in the occasional film festival with the Spotty Dog. So
yes.
It's a big break for me every year occasionally.
Every year occasionally? Occasionally every year? Occasionally every year.
I think there were 2 years that we missed.
What's that?
I think there were 2 years where there wasn't a festival. Either we couldn't get it together or there weren't, we had a trickling of submissions and,
I just got to say that I really love the Spotty Dog. I mean, the vibes there are so great. And, you know, it's amazing to be in a place where you can, like, be around a lot of good books, even if you can't read.
Mm-hmm.
And you can drink a cider, a hard cider, and you can get, like, some good art supplies in back. And it's just a wonderful place in Hudson. And I was there when it opened, and I was there for the 10-year anniversary. And I'll be there the 9th?
The 8th. Sunday the 8th, 7 p.m. You
October 8th, Sunday, 7 p.m. at the Spotty Dog. Get there early so you can get your places. Alan, were you living here before you opened? And for one thing, I think it's absolutely wonderful that the Spotty Dog exists. And I think independent bookstores are such a joy to go in, because it's great fun. Last summer, I worked at Edgartown Books in Edgartown.
Mm-hmm.
My friends Jeff and Joyce own it, and they were having trouble finding somebody to help them open up for the season, so I went over and ended up being there for a couple of months, having a great time. And it's just the feel of a bookstore that is personally curated by an individual is a real treasure.
Yeah, it's funny you use the word curated, because we have pretty much always had a really great group of employees who kind of choose different sections that they want to get books for. And visitors to the store use the word curated about the book selection. So I run the store with my wife, Kelly. I'm involved probably 2% of the time with all the store's inner workings. I help with events. I help with event promotion. But for the most part, my wife runs it day-to-day, and the employees run it for day-to-day. We have 3 managers and several other employees who give all of the life to the place, and the customers fill in the rest. So it's this living, breathing thing that changes as the people change, and it's to answer your question, we started. My wife is from the area originally; she grew up here. We both moved here in 2002, and then when the building became available on Warren Street, we opened the bookstore in 2005 after a renovation. Slink, you actually played our grand opening.
I did?
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was great. You played Ruby Tuesday because Ruby was there.
Oh, my God.
Sarah Sterling's granddaughter.
Yeah. Mm.
She's probably, I wouldn't recognize her now. She's probably 28.
I have no recollection at all whatsoever of it, but I'm sure it was super fun.
It was, yeah.
Well, yes. I'm sure. Brain is a terrible thing to lose. And there are days when I had a couple of Wednesdays ago, it just seemed like nothing was going to go right at all while I was here. It just was, I was totally, like when it was over, I felt like laying on the floor and just going, cover my eyes. What else is coming up with the Spotty Dog besides the occasional film festival? The annual occasional film festival.
We have music events all the time. If you go to www.thespottydog.com, you'll see a list of our events. I should have brought a visual of everything we have coming up, but we have a lot of music and some reading events and a lot of other things going on. Even when there's nothing going on, there's something going on.
Yeah, there is. And how many entries do you normally get for the occasional film festival?
We have about 20. You know, some entries can be as short as 15 seconds. You know, there's an under 10-minute rule, but there's no rule beyond that. So some entries are 9 minutes and 39 seconds. So we kind of make the program based on subject and content and quality and kind of disperse everything. So, yeah, about 20 to 24 films is a pretty full program. And we just do it in one night, and we have an intermission in the middle. It's great to get everybody to talk and to hang out in the middle and afterwards. And all
and
the
drink.
Filmmakers can meet each other and drink, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you a filmmaker yourself, Alan?
I do fine arts films on my own just for fun, so I wouldn't call myself a filmmaker. But
they're really good. Alan's films are awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yes. I'd like to see one time.
I used to submit to the film festival, and I thought it was really super cheesy to submit your own movies to your own film festival. So maybe I'll use a pseudonym this year and not tell anyone.
Well, okay. If you don't do it, who's going to do it?
Everyone else.
Trust me. In Cine, everybody is putting their own film in.
Yeah.
It felt like
bad form.
Yeah,
Slink's like, rolling his eyes. He just shook his head at me.
You should.
It's
do
like
it.
Voting for yourself in an election.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I should have done that in the eighth grade. I would have been class president.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So am I. but let's see. What else should we talk about? Because every time I do an interview, one of the things I ask is, what should I have asked that I was too stupid to have asked?
Not to have asked, you mean?
Yes, not to have asked.
Long pause.
You want to talk about the film I'm submitting again?
Sure.
It's called Low Life, and it's a dark comedy that's kind of nihilistic, that we drove from New York out to northern Indiana to shoot it. And then we had some scenes in Chicago too. And in the end, the hero dies on the dunes. I'm sorry to give that away, but that's what happens.
Post spoiler alert.
Yeah, post spoiler alert.
You don't need to come to the festival now. You know what happens.
No, but we have to see how it happens.
Are you really going to come?
Yeah, I really am. I'm going to put it in my calendar. I think I'm here that weekend.
What should we ask you that we haven't asked you yet?
I don't know. You have a question?
Tell us about those Asian pears you have here.
Well, when I was on the Cape this
They're
last
in the
weekend.
Other room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're in the other room. There's a brown paper bag with some Asian pears in it, which come from the garden of my friends Dawn and Gail, who own a house in Provincetown. Mm-hmm. And as I was getting ready to leave, Gail ran out with her scissors and put together a bag of Asian pears for me to nibble on the way home. And I only had one on the way home, and so I brought the rest of them in this morning so that I could share them with the two of you and with all the staff. And
so if someone comes in for a donation for GXC, they can get a pair?
They can get a pair as long as we have pears.
You have to support your community radio stations, too.
Yes.
And your community film festivals.
That's on my list. I dropped off my donation this morning. I got shaken down, rightfully so, because I owed a donation from the Spring Summer Fund Drive. And then there's a Silent Fund Drive right now, so I dropped off my donation for that. I love WGXC. It's pretty much always on. I mean, I use the radio when I'm driving around in my car. It is always on. I love Radio Wonderland. I love this show. I pretty much listen to it all the time, and it's local. It's about a one minute's drive away from where I work. It's an incredible resource. Please donate. Please support.
I even listen to the Irish show.
Oh yeah, I like the Irish show. That's music that keeps you awake.
Right.
But thank you, Alan. That was very kind of you. I appreciate that, because I agree with you. I think WGXC is one of the great resources of Columbia and Greene County. And you can go to wgxc.org/donate and make that donation. I've, for part of the Silent Fund Drive, the first day I went online and gave a contribution. And I'm also a sustaining donor to the station. So you can become a sustaining donor also, which gives us a little money every month, which lets us kind of figure out better how to do things and gives us a chance not to spend so much time fundraising as doing radio, which is what we like to do.
I should probably set up a monthly donation system because it'll help everyone plan better. Since I support, I definitely want them to be able to have income they can plan on.
Yeah, and if you're interested in doing underwriting, you can write us at underwriting@wgxc.org.
Or you could call 518-697-7400 and make a donation to GXC.
Wow.
Or you could call right now and just say hi. 518-828-0290. Alan Kuhn is here from the Spotty Dog. And yours truly, Slink G. Moss. And what's your name again?
Matthew Tombers.
Matthew Tombers is our host. And this is the morning show, right?
Right. This is the morning show. It is morning. It is. I'm probably better off doing an afternoon show because mornings aren't really my best time. So to be prepared for this, I set like 6 alarm clocks to make sure that I'm up at least 3 hours before I'm supposed to be here, so that I can warm up, have some caffeine, you know, get myself going, you know, loosen up.
Yes, I'm a morning and a night person, so it makes it very difficult to get sleep.
Oh, that does, yeah.
Sleep gets in the way.
I used to, when I lived in L.A., I had to be, because I was always working for some company that was based in New York, so I would have to get up at 5 in the morning so that I could be on the phone no later than 6:15, because you had a window between 6:15 and 8:15 where you might be able to get people in New York, and after that, you're dead if you're on the West Coast.
I still really haven't had my coffee yet, so it's not even morning yet. It's
right.
Still kind of night.
We should do that after this interview.
Yeah.
I'll buy you
a
coffee, Slink.
Oh, thanks.
Okay,
so
great. And they have
that,
coffee,
that
too.
That has nothing to do with his submission. If I buy him a coffee, that's because we're friends. It's not because because he's a sure thing. We may not allow this submission in if it's not of a certain quality.
I'm not in, maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
We may not.
I can deal with that.
I'm just kidding.
I'll come anyway.
That's in.
Oh, wait, have you seen this one?
I saw it. I saw quips of it, yeah.
Wow.
I might have to do something new by the time.
You've got another week before you have to. Got another week. So let's once again hit the high spots. We have Alan Coons.
Yes.
Slink Moss, Matthew Tombers. We're talking about the Spotty Dog International Occasional Film Festival, which is going to be on October 8th.
Sunday.
Sunday, October 8th at the Spotty Dog at 7 p.m. Be there early so you can get a seat. And it's about 20 or so films, and you still have time to submit through next week?
Correct. The actual deadline on the poster is Friday, September 29th, but we will accept submissions into next week. Just get them in, or let us know that you're putting something in. Tell us you're putting something in, then finish it. Don't tell us you're making something, and then you call us the night before saying, Alan Slink, I couldn't pull it together.
Yeah, oh, try not to put off that work till the last minute. That's never a good idea.
I'm such a jerk. Here's another high point to hit. Noah Reibel, who has had on and off association with WGXC, he is co-running the film festival with me. He's doing most of the work. I can't believe I didn't mention him till now. But if you're listening, Noah, I'm sorry. From June till about August, he was prodding me about two times a week to get going and design the poster and get everything out. And he's helping me sift through submissions, and we have meetings a couple times a week to see where things are. And he's been more than instrumental in the process. He is the process. So I want to give a shout out to Noah. He and I, for the past three or four years, have been running it together 50-50, and I couldn't do it without him.
Thank you, and Noah. And could you leave that poster behind so I can post it up here?
Or absolutely.
Because we've got in our famous Shabby Chic Studios, we have a wall outside where we put posters, and I'd love to put that up so we can remind people as they come and go.
Sure. It's a yellow, bright yellow and black poster. We have it on outside the door at the Spotty Dog with all the information. If you're walking by, you want to go in and have a drink and read up on it. It's got a picture of a... The actor who plays Tarzan, his Jane and a chimpanzee. You can't miss it.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. And so we're going to go out. We're going to close off this interview, this being WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, Hillsdale, every other place in Greene and Columbia County, says we are the voice of Columbia and Greene County. We're going to go out, and we're going to be playing Smooth Operator by Sarah Vaughan. Because these two guys are smooth operators. So let's go with Smooth Operator.